Welcome to Lesson 6 of How to Understand the Quran series. If you are new to this series, make sure you check out the previous lessons before proceeding with this one. You'll find the links in the description. Today's list is about the connectors in the Holy Quran. We also call them conjunctions or linking words, which connect sentences together. And they are very common in the Holy Quran. You will not find one single page without a good number of these connectors. So let's get started. And the first connector is inna, and it means verily or truly. The next one is anna, and it means that. Next is in, and in means if. Next is the word an, and an means to or that. The next connector is ka'anna, and ka'anna means as if. Next is the word lakin, and lakin means but. Next is lamma, and lamma means when. The following connector is low, and low means if. Next is lawla, and lawla means but for or why not. Next is min qabl or just qabl, and both of these mean before. The next connector is min ba'd or just ba'd, and these mean after. If means when, and إذا means when. Next is ثم, and ثم means then. Finally is ف, and ف means then or therefore. Now let's have a deeper look at these connectors with examples to understand the differences between them and how they are used in context in the Holy Quran. Focus very well on how I pronounce each of these connectors, because the smallest changes can change the connector and thus change the meaning of the sentence. So pay attention. And the first one we have today is inna. And inna means verily or truly. And this connector is used at the beginning of sentences in order to add emphasis to the meaning of the sentence, like in these examples.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي أَن يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوضَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا.
Next is the connector anna, and anna is used with the meaning of that, and after anna there are only nouns used. And we see anna used in the Holy Quran in context in these examples.
أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ.
Next is in, and in means if, like in these examples.
فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا. فَمَنْ يَمْلِكُ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا إِنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُهْلِكَ الْمَسِيحِ.
And sometimes in is written like that, and it is repeated many, many times in the Holy Quran, like in this example.
وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ.
Next is an, And an means to, but to not in the sense of in order to, as to give reason, but as the infinitive to, like when you say, I want to read. So here, to is not used as giving a reason. And this is the most common use for an in the Holy Quran, like in these examples.
قال يا ويلتى أعجزت أن أكون مثل هذا الغراب قال سبحانك ما يكون لي أن أقول ما ليس لي بحق.
Next connector is كأن, and كأن means as if, like in these examples.
ولا مستكبرا كأن لم يسمعها كأن في أذنيه وقرا وإذ نتقنا الجبل فوقهم كأنه ظلة وظنوا.
Next is the connector لكن, and depending on the تشكيل it could be said as لكن or لكن, and sometimes و comes before لكن to be ولكن, and here و doesn't mean and, so it is not and but in this case ولكن all of it will mean but, and both of them mean exactly the same thing, like in these examples.
ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون.
Next is لما, and لما means when, like in these examples.
فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ قَالَ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهِ.
Another example.
فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ.
The next connector is لَوْ, and it means if, like in these examples.
وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ مَلَكًا لَجَعَلْنَاهُ رَجُلًا.
The next connector is لَوْلَا, and لَوْلَا means but for or why not, like in these examples.
فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ لَوْلَا يُكَلِّمُنَا اللَّهُ أَوْ تَأْتِينَا آيَةٌ.
The next connector is مِنْ قَبْل, or just قبل. And both of these combinations mean before, and من قبل as a whole is translated into before, like in these examples.
ولقد كنتم تمنون الموت من قبل أن تلقوه وسبح بحمد ربك قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها.
Next is the connector من بعد, and من بعد is also used more commonly than just بعد, and they both mean after. And don't forget to use إقلاب when you see مِن بعد, because we have نون ساكنة and it is followed by باء. If you want to learn more about إقلاب, check out this video for more information. And مِن بعد is used in these examples.
ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجِلَ مِن بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ وَلَئِنِ اتَّخَذْتُمُ تبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم.
Next is إذ, which is used as the word when, but it is only used for past actions, like in these examples.
وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى 40 لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ.
Next is إِذَا, and it is very similar to the previous word, but this time it is only used for future, with the meaning of when, like in these examples.
وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ.
Next is ثُمَّ, and ثُمَّ means then, like in these examples.
وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى 40 لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ.
Next is fa. Fa also means then, but then with the meaning of directly after. So there isn't a lot of time between the first and the second action. If you want to compare that with thumma, thumma is used when the second action took some time before happening after the first action. Fa happens directly after the first action. Fa can also mean therefore. And we see both of these meanings in these examples.
قَالَ أَنَّا يُحْيِي هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ.
Next example.
قَالَ فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ.
Finally, this lesson could be a little bit confusing if you just watch it without practicing these words and training them very well. And that's why I suggest that this time it is a must to use the memorized list, which I left in the description. You can also download the PDF file in the description, along with the printable version if you want to print it out. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And please subscribe to my channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in lesson 7.